Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Quick update from our expert, Chris Curtis, when it comes to the busiest travel day of the year. How far is bike lane traffic backed up specifically this morning, Curtis?
Well, so we're on Congress Street right now. I have seen three bikes. One was carrying empty aluminum cans, and another was a family of six trying to get to Sturbridge for the Thanksgiving event. They had to leave this morning to arrive on time. So I would use every other empty bike lane in the greater Boston area and avoid Congress Street.
Good to know. What if you're a 12-year-old and you're on a shopping cart? Can you use the bike lane for that or no?
Well, funny you ask. We've actually just heard Stephen Lynch from South Boston say they're implementing some cart lanes all on Broadway so the kids can use them in safety.
All right. Well, all joking aside, if you do have to travel anywhere today, then get started. It's the worst nightmare of a day of the year to travel. So we'll try to keep you updated on that through Chris Curtis, our traffic smoke. Speaking of Curtis, you made an interesting point to me with regard to tomorrow night's game before the show started, which was that the narrative can change entirely for Bill Belichick and for Matt Patricia tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that this is an opportunity for them to win a game against a very competent offense with a good quarterback. I don't think Kirk Cousins is great or, you know, elite, but he's had a very good season, and he will be the best quarterback they will have beaten all year. So let's say they win 31-28. You get your first win with Mac Jones with the opponent scoring 25 or more points, and you show that you can go toe-to-toe and not just rely on your defense and special teams to win the game, which I think would reshape the way in which the team is discussed locally and nationally.
Well, Wiggy, I want to discuss Mac Jones and just have an honest discussion about him without your complete bias against him, but
Can you do that, Greg?
Yes, I will do it. Your issue and the issue of noted Mac Jones hater Chris Scheim and others was up until a couple weeks ago, Mac is turning the ball over and throwing picks. He seems to have, knock on wood, been able to overcome that. In your mind, when it comes to the red zone, what does he have to do and what does Matt Patricia have to do for him in order for them to put up 31, like Curtis said, in order to get over that hump of not being able to score when they get within 30 yards?
I think he has to have confidence in his ability, and he's got to take some of those chances the windows might be tight, guys might be covered, but he has to take some of those chances. I don't know if he has that confidence because of some of the turnovers early in the season when he was playing. And it's almost like he's looking to be like, you know what? I'm just going to check it down. I'm going to take the safe throw. And defensively, they'll give you the safe throw, come up, wrap up, tackle, and make you kick field goals. So I think it's more about his confidence level. I mean, you look at quarterbacks the San Francisco game the other night, and San Fran was playing Arizona. And Jimmy G looks to his right. The guy's not open. He comes back. There's a small window, and he just says, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going to throw it in there. And I think it's a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk. You got to sometimes have that confidence, but is his confidence – it seems like his confidence is broken.
Okay, but that could be confidence. You say this all the time. I mean, his confidence in himself also could be the confidence that he has in his wide receivers and in the play calling as well.
So that's part of it, right? So if your confidence is broken, your wide receivers, I mean, we've seen Brady do it. If you don't have confidence in a certain guy, he ain't throwing him the football. But now, and when you look at Mac Jones, even if you might be, you know, not have confidence in certain guys, I think at this point you got to try to figure out what it is you need to do to score points. And sometimes you might have to throw it to a guy that you might not have that confidence in. But I think it could be a part of it is the skill set. Part of it is maybe he doesn't have the confidence in the play calling, or maybe the plays that are being designed. He feels like, these plays are not going to be successful plays. So I'm going to take the check down rather than force something that I feel like is going to lead to a mistake. I mean, this is a great game for the Patriots, especially, and Curtis just brought up the point offensively. Think about the teams that they've beaten. They haven't played a good team with offensive talent since, what, week one in Miami?
Yeah.
When you think about the offensive talent that the opponent has, so now you as an
I mean, all you guys do is talk about Baltimore and how great their quarterback
is. No, their quarterback is great, but do they have this skill set like Minnesota has? They don't have a legit elite wide receiver. They have a very, very talented tight end. They don't have a running back like Dalvin Cook. They don't have an Adam Thielen.
And Justin Jefferson may be the best receiver in football right now.
Right. So Baltimore has the elite quarterback, but if you look at them from an offensive standpoint, the rest of the players around Lamar Jackson, I don't think you would say he has the – we always talk about he doesn't have that elite talent. You look at who they played all year long, this is going to be a great test, not only for the defense, but I think it's going to be an even better test because, I mean, Courtney, you might have brought up this point, is if Minnesota goes out there and scores 27
right.
points – what are you going to do as an offense?
And I think everybody looks at what happened last week with them, and I think that that was just a bump in the road. So now you have an angry Minnesota team, a home game, Patriots on a short week, and the Patriots didn't score anything last week. So I'm worried about this one. I'm worried about this one maybe more than I even am against the Bills at this
question
point.
Question for you, Wiggy. If you're the Patriots heading into this game, mm-hmm. What Courtney just alluded to with the Bills coming up, would you not rush Andrews? Because I wouldn't. I would say let's at least give him a week, because if you're going to win one of these two games, the Bills is far more important than the Vikings. It's not a conference game, doesn't impact
right.
your seeding, doesn't impact your division record. I would be surprised if David Andrews played tomorrow.
Who's a better matchup for the Patriots, though? Who do they have a better chance at getting a win over, the Vikings
Minnesota.
Or the Bills?
Okay.
Minnesota, because Allen can run.
Yeah, that's their biggest.
But Allen's a bit hurt right now.
Yeah, but it's his. Everybody says he's hurt. It doesn't look like his elbow was slowing him down. He was making bad decisions as far as, you know, sloppy interceptions before the elbow injury, and his legs still work. The other thing that you look at is when you think about the Patriots and you think about where they've been, and I know, Greg, you always bring it up, you don't really count the Cleveland and Detroit game. When's the last time that they've scored 27 points to win a football game, or just 27 points in general?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it pains me to say it, but Chime brought up a great point during his lead, which is that this is a good opportunity for you in the red zone. If you're ever going to do it against the defense that's last in the NFL when it comes to being able to stop you in the red zone.
But yeah, like the Vikings are the perfect barometer team in general for you, right? Because on offense for the Patriots, you get to face the worst red zone defense in football, which is great. You get mm-hmm. to see exactly if you have anything there. And then on the opposite side of the ball, you get to go up against elite talent in guys like Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson, and Adam Thielen. And you can see exactly how good this defense really is. So this game in particular is the perfect barometer on a short week for what the Patriots are as a team.
All right. Well, tomorrow night, 8:20, thank God it's not on Amazon. That's a Thanksgiving gift from NBC and the NFL.
Well, it's at 8:20. Why so late?
Yeah, they should switch the Dallas game and the Giants game.
God. What?
I would rather see the Dallas Giants game later on and let the Patriots play at whatever
4:30.
Yeah, 4:30. 8:20 is a late one.
you're not working Friday.
Yeah, but I'm traveling. My flight's at 5 a.m. on Friday morning, so
I need to figure out where I'm going to go watch the game on Nantucket.
Go to the barbecue place.
Is your TV even smaller in Nantucket than it is at home?
And there places open on Thanksgiving, like bars out there?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you and Hunter go out? Have a good evening.
Yeah, there you go. Go to Biden's crib.
I don't think Hunter Biden is allowed out of the view of the Secret Service at this point, Curtis. Do you?
You should take Blackie and get him in. He could get you into the compound. You could bring dessert.
His granddaughter got married last weekend at the White House. Beautiful wedding. Naomi.
Who's the granddaughter? Biden's?
Biden, yeah. Right. I think it's Hunter's daughter.
Yeah. Costs slightly less than your wedding.
Nope. No.
Where do you think Biden's going to be? Have you seen him? Have you ran into him? Oh, you only been there for a little bit.
No, he stays every year. He's been coming. He said yesterday he's been coming to the island since 1775 or 1975. Which was it, Curtis?
I think you're right. First one was right. 1775. He loved the salmon.
Oh, there's an L in it. Salmon is high in tryptophan.
So he stays at the estate, the $25 million estate of the guy that owns the Carlyle Group, which is an investment firm. Mm. So
wonder what that Airbnb is like.
Yeah, pretty nice.
$25 million.
Do you think they charge him?
Do they get a cleaning daily charge? I hate those on Airbnb.
I don't think he Airbnb'd it. But if the president wants to stay at your place, do you automatically have to give it up?
Yeah.
Like if you had Thanksgiving plans with your family and you get the phone call, do you have to give it up?
Mm. Hey, I mean, he's not staying there for free.
Oh, I bet he is.
Yes, he is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Of course
I bet for everybody it's like, oh, it's an honor to have a president stay at your house.
Oh, my God, man.
He's not. Wiggy, what do you think there's, like, he's put up his credit card for it?
Well, I mean, the guys, you're telling me the house is worth $25 million. Like, if I'm the owner of that house, I got, like, plenty of money. I probably met presidents before. You want to stay at my crib, you better kick in some cash, homie. He's staying here for free. I mean, think about how much he could probably get for that a night if he rents it out, which he probably does.
If I had a place on Nantucket, rent his house out. If you have a $25 million estate, you're not putting it up on Airbnb.
No, you're putting it up on celebrity Airbnb, Greg. That's the Airbnb that you and I don't know about. That's where the celebs go.
Greg, if I had a nice place on Nantucket and I had family I didn't want to visit, I'd be like, oh, the Secret Service took it over. We're not going to be able to have you come this year.
All right, coming up next, we will get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, here's Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins are on the road tonight, taking on the Panthers in Florida. Puck drop at 7, and the Celtics are home to take on Dallas. 7:30 start. In addition to Danilo and Robert being out, Jason Tatum listed as questionable for this one with a left ankle sprain. And we're getting ready for the Patriots-Vikings game tomorrow. A perfect dessert for your Thanksgiving meal, 8:20 kickoff from Minnesota. And while Monday and Tuesday we were pretty doomsday when it came to David Andrews, it looks like he may be able to play through this thigh injury. He returned to practice after an MRI showed something he felt he could deal with. Here's what Mac Jones had to say about seeing him out there.
I mean, I think it just shows you how tough David is. He wants to be able to help the team however he can, and I'm glad to have him out there. And great leader, great teammate, tough player, smart, dependable, everything, all of the above. So definitely love that guy, and you know, hopefully we can make it work here.
Other games to get you through Thanksgiving Day, a full slate. Bills-Lions have the 12:30 start, and the Giants face off with the Cowboys at 4:30. We'll have Nick Kostos on at 9:20 to, I guess, tell you where to put your money.
That thing turns quick, too, with Andrews.
I know.
People are like, he's done
season
for the
ending.
Year. Right.
And in Red Sox news, John Heyman had some insight on what was offered to Rafael Devers. You got to wait for that one to be told to you on They Said It, which is coming up at 7:20, I believe. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Good morning, Courtney. It is absolutely gorgeous here in Jupiter, Florida. It already feels like 75. Afternoon high going to be 85. Back home, it feels like 34 degrees outside. Yeah. Not too bad. Afternoon high not near 50. And Greg, look out, those on the bikes today, there is a big backup at Hummock Pond on the island of Nantucket. There is an elderly gentleman attempting to bike around with a large following, so I would stay away from that portion of the Great Island.
Didn't Bill say on this program that he has an issue on Nantucket with the motorized bicycles?
Yes.
He didn't like those things, or was it scooters or
the
whatever?
The electric bikes. He didn't like the e-bikes. Said they went too fast and people going to hurt themselves.
Do you think in all sincerity that Biden will be biking after what happened last time, or is he going to be?
I don't think so. He's probably staying in.
Thank goodness.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time, full hour and a half into the show, and no Meghan Trainor rejoined. Meghan Trainor is the pride and joy of Nantucket.
Oh, is she? I thought she was Cape Cod.
No.
Bad
no.
job by me.
No, her dad owns a jewelry store on the island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Courtney knows that. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That's what they say, Greg. And dogs are a man's. And Kobe will be on his way to you very soon, right?
That's true. Yes, Kobe will be here today, Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you one thing that I've learned when it comes to man's best friend. It is not potatoes out of a box. There is no such thing. Wiggy will continue to tell you that. I'm sure he's been saying it during hot mic. But
yep.
That's a no-go for me, the potatoes in the box.
Wait till Monday.
Mm, yeah.
Wiggy, what do you think about fish? Like, do you have a favorite fish?
Salmon. If I was going to eat any fish, I'd eat salmon. Salmon.
Salmon.
There's an L in it.
Seafood guy.
Yep. There was a caller. He hung up, and he said, "Well, Wiggy, there's an L in walk and talk too, but you don't say L."
Well, boy, you're probably saying it wrong.
How do you say yolk or half or
kernel?
Well, it's the English language, right? Isn't it the Queen's language?
Mm-hmm.
There's an L in it.
There is an L in it.
Is it Worcester or Worcester?
Worcester.
Oh, well, that's probably wrong for people that are not from around here.
Mm. No, the R is just silent there.
Oh. Are you sure?
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do we begin today, Shine?
Well, Gregory, we begin with what Courtney has teased all morning on Trending, and it is the audio of John Heyman talking about the Red Sox offer to Rafael Devers.
Obviously, they want to bring Devers in. They've offered him $220 million or so. He's looking for $300 million. I think that one's doable, though. I think they can bridge that gap and figure it out. I think there's some optimism there.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's 10 years, and they offered him $22 million, which seems like a ridiculous offer. I mean, he's worth every penny, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because you're going to have to pay it. Isn't he worth every penny, $30 million a year?
There's no way it's 10 years. There's no way they lowball him.
How much would you think it is?
Maybe like 8 years, you know, and then it's because I bet he wants to be somewhere between – I don't know, 30 and 35.
But don't you
think
that
these guys they all want the 10-year deal. They all want those long-term deals so they get paid when they're done.
I mean, at least that's closer than $200 million separation. What, we're talking about $80 million? That's a lot, but I agree. I think that the Red Sox can do that.
And I mean, 8 years for $220 puts him at 27.5 per year. Right. So you boost that up to $30 million a year, and you might actually have a legitimate shot.
I just don't get the whole dance that this team loves to do. It's like, why don't you just give your last and final offer, see if you can negotiate it, put a window on it, and move on. Like, I feel like all of these conversation points regarding what they're willing to spend on guys that are cornerstones in the franchise are just tedious. Like, either invest in the team the right way or don't. Right? I mean, isn't it pretty simple?
Well, isn't it in like what every free agent player you think about that's in this – like, what's his comp? What would his number be? And what if you looked at, if you know, Bradford was to call in today, what would the number for Devers be? $31 million a year?
I think Greg was right. $300 million at 10 years.
So $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the baseline for what he would take.
Okay.
Which I think is doable. But the Red Sox have the money to give to him, I believe.
Right, but I'm wondering, and it's kind of similar to Aaron.
I don't know, those Van Morrison tickets were expensive.
I'm wondering if it's kind of similar like to Aaron Judge. Is he more concerned, obviously, getting the $30 million mm-hmm. per season, whether it's 8 years or...
But Judge is 6 years older than Devers.
Right, so Devers is what, 26, 27?
24.
24?
If you're the Red Sox, you should be willing to go up in money and ask him to compromise on the years. And
I'm so sorry, he's 26, Wiggy. You're right.
If you can get to 8 years for $250,
right.
So you're paying him just over $30 million a year, but over 8 years instead of 10,
right.
I think that's a win for both sides.
Yeah, and I think he'd probably take that.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Greg, I know our Twitch producer today, Cooper, is missing baseball, so let's stick in baseball. We have some audio of Alex Manoah talking about who he thinks the biggest cheater in all of baseball is.
Who is the worst cheater in the baseball story?
Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole, what he did?
Yeah, he cheated. He used a lot of like sticky stuff.
Yeah,
to make his pitches better.
Wow.
And he kind of got caught out on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So Gerrit Cole, the worst cheater in baseball history.
Yeah. Take it.
I mean, can't stand the guy because of his uniform. But if we had him, would love him.
Yeah, and I bet all pitchers probably use some type of, I mean, isn't there a whole thing with sticky stuff? So,
yeah.
I mean, cheating in baseball is what everybody does.
Well, you're somebody who's a fan of cheating in every aspect of sports.
I mean, if the balls are juiced, isn't that cheating for the batters?
You're talking about a guy, Greg, who went to livestrong.com for the authority on how to properly understand the foods you eat. So, I mean, it's Lance Armstrong's website. He's not exactly.
And I also don't think I would want Gerrit Cole. He seems like a jerk.
Would you
think he would be good in this clubhouse? I don't.
I don't know.
As long as he can pitch.
That's all that matters.
As long as he doesn't fall off a bike.
Yeah. I mean, Wiggy, why don't you wish you used some sort of a sticky substance against Foye?
I should have, now that I think about it. But I think he was cheating anyways. I think he was caught. He brought up a good point. I went back to the video. His balls were a lot slower than mine.
There was one point where I think it was clear as day.
Yeah. I think him and the
Courtney, you're such a kiss ass.
Him and Ball Guy.
I'm not a kiss ass. No, I watched the video. I said, Wiggy, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Him and Ball Guy had something planned. Because remember, he was down there a couple days beforehand. He's like, you know, and I wasn't really paying attention. So every time I went up, maybe he was taking it up a little bit and taking it down.
It was
him.
When you were at the 35. Yeah. Those balls looked a little bit different.
Yeah, that's when I dropped a couple of them.
Sure was.
Well, that's an outrageous allegation. You can't just say that and then we're going to drive by the stop sign of it.
I mean, no, there's video of it.
Are you alleging that Christian Fourier cheated during the catch-off?
Listen, Courtney brought up a good point. I went back to the video and looked at it, and his balls do look slower than mine.
Shots fired. Boom, boom.
Oh, good for him if he had a little insight.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right, you know what? I should have been on it better.
Ooh, shots fired. Boop, boop.
Kendra, she's sliding in Brady DM.
I just want to be clear. You're alleging that Christian Fourier cheated during the catch-off.
Listen, it was brought to my attention. I just went back to the video. I got the only proof I got is the video, so I
can't. You are soft.
All right. Finally, Shine, when it comes to They Said It, they said what?
Yeah, so the last thing we got for you is a college football halftime program. Ben Watson and Peter Burns had an interesting exchange. Here's how it went.
By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
As long as I get a text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
So send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
It's not the one she sent me.
Outdoors.
Commercial for
live TV.
15-6.
Live TV?
Huh? Oh, man, on the tables. Welcome back to the Farm Rich Halftime Report. Just you and I here, Taki. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep your wife's name out of his mouth?
Huh?
we'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth.
That was a bit.
Did he not learn from Chris Rock and Will Smith?
Yeah, I think that was a bit.
Unlike the Chris Rock, Will Smith thing, I assume that was a bit. I can't believe that Ben Watson is really angry about that.
I don't know. There's been a lot of speculation that it isn't. Like, you know, there's... So, I mean, I don't know. There are people who are very sensitive about you clowning them or joking them, and then especially if you clown them with their wife.
It wasn't really clowning his wife, though. He was basically saying, oh, yeah, she texted me, too. That's a joke.
Yeah, but some people can't handle jokes like that.
That one is...
I mean, you've never met a person who couldn't handle a joke?
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there. But I think when you think of Chris Rock, Will Smith, it's like he was making fun of her for having alopecia. And that was a joke, yes, but she was clearly very sensitive about it. This, about a text message, obviously his wife isn't texting her. Unless there's some cheating allegations going on there, then there's an issue.
Who knows? You know, maybe you're bringing up, oh, your wife was texting me. I mean, just listen, I've learned a couple things in you know, my 47 years on this earth. Be careful when you're talking about somebody's wife or kids, because not everybody jokes the same way.
On that note, Wiggy, what did you make of your guy Antonio Brown Snapchatting the doctored nude photo of Gisele Bundchen?
Right. He's another one. Listen, be careful. Brady sees him in the streets. It might be on and popping.
Oh, who would you take in that fight?
I mean, Brady might black out because it's his ex-wife, but you know what? He might still have some love for her. His mama.
What is his issue with Tom Brady?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on there, Greg.
I don't think it's Tom Brady. I think it's his issue with the world.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady gets him the most attention right now, so that's why he's attacking
somebody
him.
Needs
that's
to
what you think it is?
Take his phone away or delete the Snapchat app, because between him posting the texts of Brady, that made Brady look in a good light, not in a bad light.
Well,
there was a video a week or so ago of him having sex with a girl.
If I had to put what the issue is, Greg, about Brady and AB, it's simple. It goes back to after they won the Super Bowl and Gronk ended up getting more money and AB didn't get more money like he wanted. And he felt like, you know, it's Brady's team. He should have been the one to go there and be like, pay this man more money. I think that's where
the same guy, Wiggy, at the end of that season, he gave him like 75 targets so he could hit all of his incentives.
I completely agree. But you know people who ain't, listen, they might not be all the way there, and he feels like, oh man, I helped you win a Super Bowl and yet you don't go fight for me to get more bread. You do it for Gronk, because I think there was even a tweet he put out like that.
Yeah.
Well, but it's just he's a jackass. It's just a dick move to do that.
Oh yeah. I told you, don't mess with somebody's wife and their kids.
Right.
She looked great in the photo. I mean, I know that it was fake, but.
Yeah, I don't think those Chi-Chi's belong to her.
No. Courtney, but what isn't on Instagram anyway?
No, like, I know. But, like, I mean, if I looked like that, I would be throwing the nudes everywhere. So.
That's insane. All right. That's a drop. That's They Said It, and time for this.
It's time for...
And he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it.
The news.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I am going to ride the Bailey Zappi train, and I'm going to ride it hard.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Actually,
on WEEI.
News with Courtney. Go ahead, Courtney.
Oh, sorry. Usually you say a little thing and then toss to me.
No.
If
you want to get into usually I would be there.
Yeah, that's true. Just,
I'm not able to.
Okay,
but
my
go
apologies.
Ahead. Launch right into it.
Thanksgiving travel ramping up. It's supposed to be the busiest travel day in the last 3 years. AAA predicting 54.6 million people will travel this holiday, with 1.3 million in Massachusetts traveling more than 50 miles this week. We can hear from Mark Shildrop from AAA.
Americans are traveling this year for sure, and that's despite higher gas prices, substantially higher airfare, and higher inflation in general.
Poll question. Would you rather host or travel to somebody else's house?
Host.
Always host.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want be well, sir, there's one thing that stands out for me more than anything.
You get the leftovers.
Yeah, it's not really about the leftovers, and maybe the tryptophan makes you sleepy, but it definitely gives you the BGs, the bubble guts.
Oh.
And I want to be on my home turf.
I also think that
I don't want to be at somebody else's crib. And
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big amazing thing, Greg.
I just don't. How much do you eat that you immediately have to race to the men's room?
I'm with you, Iggy. Don't let them shame you.
Yeah,
first.
You're not. Listen, most guys will tell you that's why they like to host, so they can be on their home turf. They have their private, bathroom that probably nobody uses, and they can enjoy themselves and not have to worry about, oh, we got to go, babe. We got to go. Why my stomach's acting up?
I prefer to travel because of the leftovers. And sometimes when you ask people as you're leaving, hey, do you mind if I take a doggy bag? They're not so in favor of it because they want to keep all the leftovers. So I think that's why I host.
If you're not offered, you ask.
That's a douche move.
Of course.
That is a douche move.
It's like it's a Thanksgiving thing, Curtis.
Oh my God.
Who knows who they? Maybe they're bringing it to their aunt or their neighbor. That leftover may be spoken for.
Mm-hmm. And then you put them in an awkward position. They just had you at their house. They're probably doing the dishes. And now you're asking to take the food off of their table.
You just clog their toilet.
The other option, if you're traveling, is that you do a home turkey. So that when you get home, you can make a sandwich from the home turkey that you did the day before.
That's well, Greg, you're kind of right. But I would say the bigger douche move is if you go to somebody else's place and they don't offer you. I feel like it's mandatory. That because people are bringing in food and, there's definitely always going to be, it's almost like mandatory as the host. You say, hey, would you like a to-go plate?
Mm. Yeah, you should have a station of aluminum foil and paper plates.
Right.
So people just make a plate and get out of your way.
Shime, that's a great idea. I mean, let me ask you about douche moves. Is it a douche move if you are buying your sides from a restaurant or a side preparation place and you do not inform your guests that you have done such?
Yes, biggest douche move ever. Mm,
yeah, especially when they're
taking credit. It's plagiarism. You're taking credit for something you didn't write.
Like, ooh, this is good.
I don't think you need to say it unless someone asks. If somebody asks for the recipe, you say, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. I just picked it up down the street.
Yeah, but most...
Oh, see, that's fraudulent, Courtney. You're living... Your life is a fraud.
No, it's not. If they don't ask, why are you going to... And you're going to... Every person that walks in the door, hey, just want to let you know, the broccoli casserole is from Al's.
Nobody
does that.
It's not about that, because most people go, oh, wow, that broccoli casserole, Courtney, was so good.
And then you say, yes, it was from down the street.
Oh. I agree. You're not plagiarizing unless you're questioned and on the spot about the specific recipe you chose.
Sure, but if you take credit for it...
We had the potato discussion yesterday about Courtney. Somebody DM'd me and said they just found out after 10, they go to the same place, family member's house, same place for 10 years, and they love the stuffing. And the people played it off for 10 years as if it was their own stuffing,
yeah,
and they buy it at the same like gourmet food prep place every year.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's like fraud.
I mean, that's like finding out you have a brother on the other coast. I mean, it's really, I don't know how you're going to live knowing that it was store-bought.
All right, what else is in the news, Courtney?
Well, an update on that terrible crash into the Apple store on Derby Street in Hingham. We mentioned yesterday that the driver had been arrested. He's 53-year-old Bradley Rain. He was arrested and pled not guilty to reckless homicide by a motor vehicle and reckless operation of a motor vehicle. We can hear the courtroom audio.
The defendant stated that he had been shopping that morning at the Derby Street shops. He stated that while driving in the area of Barnes and Noble, his right foot became stuck on the accelerator and the vehicle accelerated. He stated that he used his left foot to try to brake, but was unable to stop the vehicle and the crash through the front of the Apple store.
Oof.
I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
How does your right foot get stuck on the gas?
I can only think.
I've had an issue before wearing flip-flops when driving where there's like a moment of confusion.
Or boots or something.
Yeah.
I thought you had a moment. You had an issue before, Greg, being stuck with a lot of gas.
But they could tell that, though. They'll figure that out real quickly. You know, well, they'll figure that out real quick.
But the car went a good distance. I can't believe you couldn't undo your foot from the thing. And that doesn't sound legit to me.
Or like, why wouldn't he just? Because I'm very familiar with this. I grew up in this area. I grew up at the Derby Street shops. I worked there briefly as well. Why wouldn't he
define work?
I was literally a cashier at Kohl's right there at the Derby Street shop.
Okay,
so,
that was pre flex time day. So you actually had to go.
Yeah, I was only 18. I was 18 and actually working, Greg. You'd actually be pretty proud of me there. I ate at that Chipotle very, very often. But regardless, that's beside the point.
What was the order?
I went burrito bowl every time. Didn't want to make a mess. But anyways.
Burrito bowl, no bowl.
if you're driving past the Barnes & Noble in the parking lot, you have the opportunity to swerve left into cars, swerve right into cars, instead of going dead straight towards Burton's and the Apple Store.
That's what I thought, too. Use a car to slam into. You know, the only
100%
thing that you're going to injure is yourself instead of all of these.
It's panic mode, though.
Yeah. But also, if his foot got stuck, then when the car eventually stopped, he must have still been in the car, stuck.
Yeah.
It's not like once that happens, the foot's magically loose.
All right. Rest of the news coming up, including sauce rage, which led to violence. It's become an epidemic in this country. Courtney has all of that and the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last day before Thanksgiving, and I guess this week that we will all be together, and happy Thanksgiving, and hope you have an incredible day yesterday, and hope the Patriots are somehow able to win this football game. And Friday, Shime, you're working Friday.
That is correct. I will be here. No flex time for me.
Who else Friday?
I believe Curtis will also be here via access as well, and then the boss man, Cam Laird, the man who screwed you today.
Excellent. Okay.
If we're going to be fair, sure you, Greg, we should have Ken have to use the exact setup that you've used this morning on Friday.
Yeah, Ken should have to. Ken screwed me up. Gave me the wrong. Insisted that I take the wrong headphones that do not fit into the broadcast unit here on Nantucket. So, but listen, I you know me, Curtis. Does that poor carpenter blames his tools? I'm forging on.
Well, and congratulations on the Marconi Award. I'm very grateful to work with such a legend.
Thankful.
Thank you. belongs to you.
Can I just say that there's a bit of a story time on Instagram right now that I cannot believe that Wiggy didn't bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Camille Kostick just took to Instagram to say, 9 years ago today, we were volunteering at a Patriots Thanksgiving in a basket event with Goodwill Boston, mm-hmm. where Rob slipped me his number through JWigs85.
Well, I appreciate the shout out.
She just tagged him in this.
Yeah.
What?
How did you not bring this up?
I mean, it's crazy about this because my wife and I, my daughter, were just talking about this last night. And my wife goes, well, when they get married, I should get an invite to the wedding.
100%.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, I broke the Patriots cheerleaders rules at the time and called him up, but it was worth it.
Matchmaker I am.
Wiggy.
Yep.
Was this known? Has he brought this up on the show before?
Never heard it.
So you are the reason that Camille Kostick and Rob Gronkowski are
pretty
an item.
Much. Yeah, pretty well, much.
Don't give him too much credit. He tried for a threesome first, and that didn't happen.
Not my speed, Greg. You already know that.
What do you say? The slopes?
Yeah, chocolate and thick. Well, so she tagged me in that
one. Tagged you in
Let
it.
Let me see. Where's she at?
You should be, it's a post. You should be the best man at the wedding.
Listen.
You're going to get followers off that.
I don't need to be the best man. I need an invite to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is a destination wedding, I'm hoping Rob, you know, he's got a little bit of money, mm-hmm. would at least get me the flight and hotel.
That is so cool that he gave you his number and said, can you go give it to that cheerleader?
Yeah, yeah. We were chopping it. Edelman was there, too.
Did Edelman give a number
out? No. He didn't give. But we were all there helping give out turkeys right on our Harrison Ave, right over there at the Goodwill
in
Roxbury. And we were just out there. Crafts do it every year. Mm-hmm. Go out there, help out. And it was like, you know, I said, listen, man, let me help you out here. You can't
so
do
Gronk
it.
Took home a phone number and you took home two turkeys.
No. I gave her Gronk's number.
And what did you say to her?
I said, listen, my man wants to holler at you. He's a good dude. I think you guys.
Did her eyes light up?
Make a great couple. She was like, who? I was like, you see big boy over there? Gronk. She's
Greg.
Like, oh, okay.
I don't think that marriage is happening.
Oh, I do.
Courtney.
Should have already.
They've been together for 9 years.
I know, but, you know.
Takes time.
Yeah, they've been in different places in their life. Now he's retired
good
and
point,
they can
Courtney.
Live together. They have a dog together. I think that, I bet, actually, this will be my call. Mm-hmm. Today or tomorrow, he is proposing.
All right.
9 years later,
okay,
this is
what
the
happens
day.
First? Camille and Rob tie the knot or Scheimer proposes?
Gronk is going to propose today. Mark my words.
And they're not going to get married. I'm with Greg 100%.
And what I'll do is I'll let you know how the wedding is.
Yes.
I give you all the deets.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I can't wait for this
wedding. That's kind of rude, Courtney, that you're his colleague and friend,
and he
didn't go to your wedding,
but
he's going to go with these two people he never hangs out with.
I try to black that out. I, you know, cried myself to sleep many a night over Wiggy not
Gronk's
showing up.
Gronk's paying for everything, Curtis. You know, Courtney wanted me to pay for the room and the hotel.
He's an NFL player, former, and I work here.
Oh, but you didn't pay for it. Your dad, dad's a politician.
They don't pay for the room and board for people to go to their weddings. That's how it works.
I did. I paid for people to
You had like five people go, you said.
No, I had a lot of people.
And you were also in the NFL.
You know, that's true. But your dad's a politician. Good
He's
money.
Not a politician anymore.
Well, he was. There's good money in there.
Oh, God.
I mean, and we know the politicians, they stash a lot of cash left
that's
over.
That's true, Wiggy.
Can we get to the news and the sauce rage?
Yep. Do you want me to just skip right to that? You're excited
well,
for that
kind,
one.
We're way behind
I'm
now
sorry.
Because it's breaking Camille Wiggy Gronk news.
Okay. Well, let's do some fun with 911.
And now it's fun with 911.
911, what's your emergency?
A guy in North Carolina, he's been accused of pulling out a gun and threatening a Wendy's worker because he was upset not over them not having the barbecue sauce he wanted, but the fact that they now charge extra for sauces. I mean, that is annoying.
Yeah.
But it's like 99 cents. It's really...
Well, it's not even. It's like 25 cents.
Okay.
It's literally like a quarter.
Did it, you, Was it always included as a rule?
It was included for a bit, but this is like a new change.
See, but that's the issue. Well, I expect free sauce. Now all of a sudden, I got to pay extra for sauce?
Well, and I'm pretty sure the first sauce is free, but if you want extra sauce, that's when they're going to upcharge you. Nobody was hurt, thankfully, but here's part of the 911 call.
I told him he had to pay for the barbecue sauce. He got all rampant, came up to the window. Now he put his car in park. He's drinking his liquor in front of my window, and he is holding my line up. Now he's waving the gun at my window. Yeah, I need to send somebody up here.
That's scary.
See, the douche move is the person working. They just give them the extra sauce. If they're 25 cents, come on. You can't throw them in. Like, I always, when I used to go to McDonald's, that was my go-to.
Uh-huh.
And I'd get number one. Mm-hmm. Supersized until they got rid of supersized. But I'd always say, hey, can I get a sweet and sour? And then they'd give me one. I'd say, hey, let me get an extra sweet and sour because I want one to put on my burger.
Yep.
And then the other one to dip my fries in. One is not going to be able to do both jobs.
Correct.
You'd think they'd say, all right, no problem. Here's an extra sauce, man. They give you a couple.
But they're not supposed to be doing that. Like, the company that is losing money every time they hand you a free sauce.
Listen, if they're charging you 25 cents for it, how much they really losing? What, a penny?
Well, Lord knows how many the guy wants. The guy's probably a sauce whore demanding 10 of them to take home. Like,
Craig, I have a bigger question for this. Obviously, I don't think it's right to ruin this teenager who's trying to make 10 bucks an hour at Wendy's Day over
sauce. That's actually like 17 or 18 bucks an hour now, Curtis.
But the real issue I have is I don't think any of these inflated, adjusted prices are ever going to be back where they were.
Correct.
Like restaurants, high-end restaurants in Boston, we were talking, Greg, about how it used to be expensive, now it's obscene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. There is not going to be a correction at any point. Like, this is our new normal.
There are two things you should never charge for. Fast food is your sauce, and this leads to rage. And I'm on the side of the rager.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is when I go to a restaurant, bread. You should never charge me for bread or extra bread. The bread should be coming out unlimited, nonstop.
Or refills.
Or refills. Yeah, refills, that's a good one. I'm refill money for my meal.
No. Who's paying for the free bread? Like
it's not free. The bread is not free because my meal costs more money. Curtis just brought up inflation. Listen, a Big Mac meal, number one, you shine. Now jump in on this because you probably know better than I do. But used to be somewhere.
Your expert witness.
Well, it used to be somewhere around $5.99.
Yeah, it's way more expensive than that.
It is
like double that.
Yeah, so now you're talking about at least 10 bucks for a number one. So you're telling me you can't throw me an extra 2-3 sweet and sour sauces?
Because the sauce probably used to cost 5 cents to make. Now it costs 20 cents to make.
See, I don't buy that one. I think the sauce is still cheap to make. They're just upcharging us for everything else.
All right. Courtney, can we take a break and do the rest of the news?
We sure
up?
Can.
All right. Rest of the news with Courtney on the day before Thanksgiving coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.